You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the TurfNet zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Thank you. Today's show is our annual prediction show. What's ahead for golf operations in 2025? With us is Ludell. Mama. Cletus, Booth, and Aunt Femi.
Hold on. Why do we have to do something difficult like predictions and forecasts while Dr. Rossi gets to do something easy like end-of-year wrap-up?
Aunt Femi, you want to answer this one?
Yes. More is expected out of us because we're at rock bottom.
It ain't fair. We don't never get a prediction right. Booth, why don't you just shut up?
Now, Booth, we occasionally get one right, but we still have a higher success rate than our HR department, the Alphabets, and those folks running the Fed. Transitory.
Cletus, what you squirming about?
Well, if we had some peer-reviewed studies to back us up, we wouldn't need to be correct.
Yeah, if colleges are so smart, why are they the worst-run operations in existence?
Them colleges can't function without raising their prices so high that folks will never pay off getting educated.
I'll be back in a little while. Think I'll ride the course.
Really? Let's hear one of your predictions.
Okay. Number one. The mad golf prophet of Rock Bottom is very concerned that the GPS technology we've tied our wagon to could either malfunction or be susceptible to localized hacking.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Hear me out. Back in 83, Reagan declassified GPS, but it was scrambled to be off by between 40 to 100 meters in order to prevent bad guys from using it to target us. Then in the 90s, Clinton unscrambled it, which allowed it to be used by private industry.
So you're telling me that somebody could declare a big emergency, whether it's real or not, and mess with the accuracy of our GPS?
They could. Fake emergencies have been done before. Depending on the incident, they could scramble the signal back to, say, 100 meters off. I sure wouldn't want my entire spray operation depending on robotic GPS that's 100 meters off. We need redundancies. Backups.
That was a pitiful prediction. You got anything better than that?
Yes. I believe this is the year that golf operations managers will take a different tack in dealing with the shortage of assistant superintendents. I know several that have had enough of waiting for the perfect candidate, and they're about to take steps to remedy the situation.
Like what? Shanghai and business majors into turf?
We're beginning to see the gatekeepers losing their power, their influence, and lessening in importance.
Gatekeepers? What's a gatekeeper?
A gatekeeper, you know, HR.
What are you talking about?
Well, for example, instead of waiting for the perfect response to some idiotic HR job description, the superintendent could take somebody off the crew and OJT them. You know, OJT them real good. Actually train them. Coach them up to do everything. That's where most assistants came from 50 years ago. The puffed-up, unrealistic job requirements that HR writes only serves to prevent potential applicants from entering the golf career field. But it helps HR pretend they actually have value.
Can we get back to the important stuff, like if a GPS gets hornswoggled?
I just read a study that says when we become dependent on GPS to navigate, then our geospatial abilities fail. In essence, the part of our brain that does our land nav, our direction finding, stops working. Think about that. We've gotten so addicted to doing what the GPS tells us to that we are losing the ability to read a map or simply figure out where we are by looking around. It's kind of like the old saying, a luxury gained means a skill lost. Just think of the damage we've done to the part of our brain that manages our attention span.
What'd you say? He said, hey, look out there. A giant drone is hovering over the cart barn.
Every time they see a drone, I am left all alone.
I'm still here. Tell us another prediction.
I predict those drones are going to keep everybody's attention off the real problem, which is... Oh, no. What happened?
Mama knocked down one of them mysterious drones. Crashed in that bunker over on 18.
It looks more like a Ford Pinto. Who's that character in the black suit with the reptilian stare?
It's Agent Schmidt. He says he's from D.C.
Got here awful quick.
You there, old lady. Did you shoot down this drone with a shotgun?
Nope. A 3-wood in a top flight.
You expect me to believe that you brought down a sophisticated surveillance device with a golf ball?
I thought y'all didn't know what they were.
We don't. But there's no reason to worry about it.
How you know there's nothing to worry about if you don't know what it is?
What is?
That thing lying in the bunker.
I don't see anything.
I think Mr. Agent's been drinking.
I agree. What's in there sober comes out drunk.
I'm calling the sheriff. After Mr. Men in Black here has been locked up for a few days, maybe his brain will start working again.
Are you serious?
As a hog on ice.
Just tell me what you shut it down with and we will take it and get it off your golf course.
Already told you, it's a 3-wood. Mama's a regular sharpshooter with a 3-wood. One time we was out Wolverine kicking, she hit a wild boar hog between the eyes with a Titleist.
Hey, remember when she hit old Mr. Henry's bull with a max fly? Caught him right in the sensitives.
Sounds like animal abuse.
He was rooting around in a bunker right after I raked it.
You have bunkers? And what is Wolverine kicking? You're breaking all kinds of laws.
Wolverine kicking is, not counting hockey and rugby, the last of the manly masculine sports. American football's been neutered. Targeting.
Women's boxing's still pretty tough. Did you watch the Olympics?
Mental illness is not a good excuse for a man to beat up girls.
Wish I sent Michelle Tyson over there on our girls' boxing team.
You can't say that stuff. You're making me sick to my stomach.
Try a banana a day improves gastric delineation. I don't think so. It's uncomfortable. No, you eat the banana, you idiot.
Hey, y'all remember the time we were Wolverine kicking and Boof kicked the bear cub?
So what? Cletus kicked the porcupine.
Back in 92, Buddy kicked what he thought was a wolverine and couldn't come to work for a week. Esmeralda made him sleep outside.
He got confused by the white stripes down its back.
I've heard enough.
Not me. How about telling us where this drone thingy come from?
Oh, all right. It's one of our sniffers. Flies around looking for carbon violations.
I don't think so. It's got writing on it. Looks like Farsi.
No, that's Urdu.
Listen up, fella. You keep lying to us. Folks is gonna get hot as a blister.
Look, it's actually very simple. We're mapping out the golf courses the congressmen want to play for free this year. We just stamped out that writing on the drone in case it crashed.
That makes more sense.
Well, what are they doing flying over us? Rich folks don't play rock bottom. And we ain't letting none of them play free.
We're having GPS problems?
There's another one. Here's your 3-wood, Mama.
No, wait. How can we track it back to base if you shoot it down?
See? That right there. Biggest bunch of liars ever. You don't even know, do you?
Okay, alright. They are UFOs. Satisfied?
Well, that must be why my plutonium glow-in-the-dark watch went dead. They're disarming us. They're neutralizing our missiles.
After what our leaders have been doing for the last 40 years, maybe they should.
Whoa. Want to get in a quick nine?
I do. Can I play free?
Okay, but nobody gets any shots.
That wasn't us.
Mama's talking about handicap shots, you know, bets. What are you talking about?
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.